And here is the reason he gives.
嗱，呢个以下佢俾出嘅原因。
If the world thought that the Antichrist was Christ, they would be more likely to crucify him than to worship him.
喺度讲到话，如果呢个世界咧系以为佢系基督嘅时候咧，佢哋会系唔去敬拜佢，而去将佢钉死。
Now talk about clear thinking.
喺度讲到话头脑系谂得清楚。
Can you see the problem with this statement?
你睇到呢句嘅句语里边嘅问题咧？
If this were a classroom, then I would analyze this on a blackboard for you.
嗱，如果呢个课室嘅时候，我就会系写黑板同大家去分析啦。
Now it sounds plausible, isn't it? If the imitation Christ was like the real Christ, then people would crucify the imitation Christ just as they crucified the real Christ. That is the logic here.
嗱，佢讲到佢逻辑就系咁嘅。佢话如果呢个假基督就好似基督嘅话咧，咁嗰啲人咧就会钉死佢，而唔会去敬拜佢。
Sounds plausible, as I said. Even mistaken statements sound plausible until you analyze them.
你发到咧好多嘅嗰啲嘅讲嘅说话咧，都好似系有可能性嘅，直至到你开始去分析佢嘅时候。
But this statement is riddled with logical and factual errors.
你睇到咧喺呢句说话里边咧，系充满咗系逻辑上面嘅谬误。
One of the factual errors, of course, is he confuses the two meanings of the word Christ, which is a very common case happening.
嗱，呢度首先佢将系基督呢个字本身咧，系有两个唔同嘅意思，佢将佢混淆咗。
Christ can be the name for Jesus Christ, that means referring to Jesus, or Christ is simply a title referring to the coming Savior King.
嗱，基督呢个字咧，一个意思可以就讲到话系主耶稣基督。另外咧，基督另外意思系一个嘅一个称呼嘅名号，就讲到会将来翻嚟嗰个弥赛亚。
So he has confused the two terms.
嗱，佢將呢兩個嘅字咧，兩個意思咧，就完全嘅混淆咗。
He's also confused the first and second coming of the Lord。
而佢都係將係主耶穌第一次同埋第二次再嚟咧，亦都係混亂咗。
He seems to be talking about the first coming, but we are talking about the second coming。
佢喺度似乎喺度講緊係第一次嘅再臨，但係呢度我哋睇到咧係應該係講到係主耶穌嘅第二次嘅翻嚟。
When Jesus came the first time, and if we are still talking about the first coming, then the pseudo Christ, if he is a very good imitation of the real Christ, might end up getting crucified, which of course is not what he desired.
嗱，当然咧，主耶稣如果当系嗰阵时候翻嚟嘅时候，佢本身一个假嘅时候，当然佢最收尾系被钉死啦。
But this book is supposed to be about the second coming, not the first coming.
但呢本书系讲到关于系主耶稣嘅第二次再来，唔系讲到佢第一次嘅。
And when Jesus comes the second time, he comes in glory, and nobody is going to mistake that.
但当主耶稣第二次再翻嚟嘅时候咧，佢会喺度荣耀当中显现，冇人会系唔认识佢嘅。
And of course, if he had been a little bit more careful with his facts, he would have seen in 2 Thessalonians 2 that when the Antichrist comes, he will come imitating Jesus' second coming, not his first coming.
嗱，如果佢都清楚嘅知道喺帖撒罗尼加后书第二章嗰度讲到话咧，嗰只基督嚟到嘅时候咧，佢会系模仿系基督嗰个第二次嘅降临。
And when Jesus comes the second time, I guarantee you that nobody will even attempt to crucify him.
嗱，我会向你保证啊，当主耶稣第二次嚟嘅时候，冇人够胆去钉死佢。
These are just some of the many errors in this one sentence alone that I should not bother to further analyze.
你睇喺只系呢个简单一句嘅说话里边咧，已经系犯咗多个错误，我都唔再去分析啦。
I just use this to illustrate the four points that I mentioned about how to refrain from being deceived.
嗱，我只系用呢一句说话同大家去睇系以下分享四点，系我哋点样能够系学习到唔会系被去迷惑咧。
I've read recently in the last few months four books about the Antichrist and quite a number of other books concerning the last things.
系喺过去嗰四个月里边咧，我已经系睇咗系大概有四本书关于基督嘅，同埋好多关于系末世学嗰方面嘅书。
In case you're interested, I'll tell you what these four books are because the titles are significant for my message today.
嗱，如果大家有兴趣，我特别系将嗰个标题同大家讲。
The first one I've already shown you how to recognize the Antichrist.
嗱，第一本就系究竟点样能够认出嗰只基督咧？
The second one is called The Coming Antichrist by W.K. Price.
第二本就讲到话嗰个嚟紧嗰个嘅基督。
The third book is called When Your Money Fails 666.
呢个第三本讲到话系666，系当你系钱都冇晒啦。
As you know, 666 is supposed to be the secret code of the Antichrist.
大家都知道啊，呢666呢個係敵基督個密碼喎。
And the fourth book is called The Coming World. By the way, I didn't mention the author of that one was Mary S. Ralph.
係個作者係咁樣。
And the last book is The Coming World Dictator by John Wesley White.
係第四本書就講到話係將會嚟緊嗰個嘅係獨權嘅統治者。
Now all these books have one thing in common.
所有呢幾本書咧有一個共同嘅地方。
They all portray the Antichrist as the title of the last book shows, the coming world dictator.
佢哋咧全部咧都係將嗰個敵基督咧係會係講成係一個將來會嚟一個獨裁嘅統治者嚟嘅。
Now that's very interesting.
呢個係好得意嘅一回事。
They differ in certain details, but they all agree on this one thing.
喺佢哋嘅細節裏邊咧，細則裏邊講，可能大家都有少少唔同，但係佢喺呢方面咧，佢哋一致嘅。
That before Jesus comes again,
就話喺主耶穌翻嚟之前
，there will be this great world dictator.
就話有呢個世界有一個嘅呢個嘅獨裁者出現。
And Bloomfield, this book about how to recognize the Antichrist says that he will be like a super Hitler.
这个作者就是刚才我跟大家看这本书，这个作者讲到话，他会在将来会是一个超级的希特拉。
Why does he say super Hitler?
为什么他说是一个超级的希特拉呢？
Because he will persecute the Jews even more thoroughly than Hitler did.
因为呢他就特别会更加是比希特拉呢会去逼迫那些的犹太人。
It's quite something.
这个实际是一件很有趣的事。
Now, the other one, this one about when your money fails, as the title shows,is that this super dictator will control all the money in the world.
但係正如第二本書話，當你啲錢都冇用嘅時候，佢就講到呢個嘅獨裁者係會係統治曬整個世界。
And he says that what will happen, or she says that what will happen is that this dictator will take all money out of circulation.
就話呢、這個佢就講話呢個獨裁者咧會將全世界啲嗰啲嘅錢咧完全都攞走。
So if you've got any money left, you might dig a hole and bury it.
如果有啲錢就不如大家掘個窿咧，走去埋藏咗佢。
Because he's going to control the dictator is going to control all the banks.
因為咧，那個嘅獨裁者會控制所有嘅銀行。
So how do you buy and sell anything?
咁你點樣做買賣啊
？Oh, simple.
好簡單。
You've got your nowadays you have your charge card. Well, it will be a super charge card.
嗱，你而家有啲信用卡啦，將來有啲叫超級嘅信用卡。
This supercharged card will have the number 666 on it. That's why this book is written.
嗱，你將來嗰個超級信用卡咧，就有666呢個嘅符號喺度。
So money is not necessary anymore.
嗱，錢都唔再需要噶啦。
Of course, I have a little bit problem understanding this one.
嗱，當然啦，我有個問題要了解呢方面嘅。
I'm trying to think of a little boy who goes to the corner store to buy 10 cents of worth of sweets.
我就話，如果細路仔咧，佢士多嗰度係只係買一毫子買幾毫子嘅糖啦。
I presume that this, according to this writer, the 10 cents would have to be put on a card.
咁可能呢一毫子就會係要用到信用卡啦。
No, she says even the card will be done away with.
佢話甚至將來咧係呢啲嘅信用卡都唔需要噶啦。
Wow, this is getting more exciting all the time.
啊，會令到越嚟越精彩喎。
No, what will happen to you is this if you are around at the time.
嗱，如果你到時仲係存在嘅時候咧
，is that the dictator will implant this card.Or a symbol of this card into your right hand or into your forehead.
就話咧，佢會將呢個咩信用卡咧，就會係移植咗喺你個皮底下，喺個右手或者喺你個嘅額頭上面。
And we are told that the technology for doing this is already in existence.
而且佢都講話呢個咁嘅而家科技進步到可以咁樣做啦。
You don't have to worry; it's painless.
嗱，你唔需要你覺得係你失。你唔需要擔心，唔會有痛苦嘅。
You just go into your checking station, and then what they do is they use a machine that will, in a split second, put in this mark into your forehead, but it's not visible. It cannot be seen.
嗱，咁你可能會去到一個站一個地方咧，佢會有一個機器咧，就會即刻係將呢樣嘢印咗落去，你都唔知噶，喺好短時間裏邊噶。
And the technology is that you go when you want to buy something, instead of the scanning machine that you see in many stores in North America and so on.Where they pass the label over and it shows the price, this scanning machine will just run over your forehead.
嗱咁咧，嗰啲機器咧，大家知道可能有啲機器咧就要係畫過一啲嘢去攞到個數據嘅，而家唔需要啦。佢直情嗰個機器咧可以喺你額頭一掠過就已經搞掂。
It won't even take off your makeup.
甚至咧，你個化妝咧都唔會影響到。
If you don't like it on your forehead, you can have it on your hand. It's okay too.
如果你唔中意喺你嘅额头嘅，可以喺你嘅右手上面都冇问题。
I mean, the advantages of this is amazing. Of course, you never have to worry about losing your money or forgetting to take your American Express card or whatever.
个好处就讲唔尽啦，你都唔需要系惊系失去咗你自己，唔见咗系你嗰张嘅信用卡。
Even American Express doesn't have to remind you, don't leave home without it.
系的，甚至系嗰个电视嘅广告话系你係要隨時要攜帶啊！
Because you can't leave home without it. It's implanted in you.
因為咧，你都唔需要帶，因你都唔需要驚住失去咗，因為咧已經係喺你嘅身上面。
Even more wonderful, nobody can steal it from you.
更奇妙嘅，冇人可以偷到添。
And if you don't have to worry about losing your passport or somebody stealing your ID, because nobody can steal it from you.
因為你都唔需要怕係失去咗你自己嘅護照或者證件啊，因為冇人能夠偷到喎。
All this sounds really interesting. Sounds like a great idea.
所有呢啲嘢都覺得好奇妙啊。
But I wonder if every corner shop has a scanning device, so that when the little boy wants to buy 10 cents of sweets, this little shop also has a sophisticated scanning device that will deduct 10 cents from his account.
我唔知道話呢個士多裏邊咧，呢世間嘅士多裏邊，當個細路仔咁嚟買嘢嘅時候，都有啲咁 high 科技嘅嘢啦，咁高科技嘅嘢。
Now, these are the very interesting ideas put forward. They are told that the Antichrist is this super world dictator.
嗱，呢啲都係一啲係好有趣味性嗰啲嘅提議，就話咧呢個咁嘅敵基督將來會係一個嘅世界性嗰個獨裁者。
He will control your life.
佢會控制你哋嘅生命。
Because of course, without that number, you cannot buy anything. You cannot sell anything.
因為當然咧，好明顯，如果你冇嗰個嘅密碼咧，你唔可以做任何嘅買賣。
And there is plausibility in all this.
當然啦，呢啲所有都有可能性喺度。
Because there is a mention something to this effect in Revelation 13.
係啊，因為啟示錄第三章裏邊咧，似乎講過係類似嘅嘢。
Now it is very interesting that every book on the Antichrist, every Bible teacher tells us that the Antichrist is a super world dictator like Hitler or like something of that kind.
嗱就。好奇怪嘅，系每一个圣经嗰啲教师或者系好多嘅书讲关于敌基督嘅，都讲到呢个敌基督将来会系一个世界性嗰个独裁者嚟嘅。
But I said that if this is the Antichrist, if that is how to recognize the Antichrist, I'm afraid you're not going to recognize him at all.
我相信话，如果大家系攞住呢个凭据咁样去想去认出佢嘅话，我相信大家认唔到。
And so often in the church, I have to be a voice crying in the wilderness.
我发到好似有好多时候喺教会里边咧，我好似喺旷野里边嗰个呼声咁样。
I have to say to all these dear friends and Bible teachers, my friends, you're wrong.
我要同佢哋讲，你哋全部都错啦。
That isn't the Antichrist.
嗰个唔系敌基督。
In other words, it seems to me the deception has already begun. We are already being deceived.
似乎现在嗰个嘅迷惑已经开始咗啦，我哋已经开始被迷惑。
I don't in the least mean to suggest that all these Bible teachers intend to deceive us. No, no.
我唔係喺度嘗試提議話咧，呢啲咁嘅教師啲嘅書咧，喺度特登係想係呃我哋。
What I have to say is they themselves have been deceived。
而我只係想講話，佢哋自己已經係被迷惑欺騙咗。
That's a big statement to make。
當然呢一個係一個好大膽嘅説話咁樣講。
I better present some evidence to substantiate that。
我需要有啲嘅證據去支持我咁講法。
My evidence that I can put forward is very simple。
我講出嚟嘅證據係好簡單。
And I'm in no danger of being contradicted.
我就化到我唔会系被人可以咁样去觉得我讲错。
What is the New Testament definition of Antichrist?
究竟喺新约里边系敌基督嘅定义系点样嘅咧
？Earlier on these messages, I pointed out that the word Antichrist occurs only in the letters of John.
比较早以前咧，我同大家曾经提过咧，敌基督呢个字咧，只系喺约翰嘅书信里边出现过。
So it follows that if we want to define Antichrist, we must define them in the way that John uses that word in his letters.
因此，如果我哋要系俾系敌基督作下任何嘅定义嘅时候咧，我哋一定要翻去睇下系使徒约翰系点样讲法。
All you have to do is look at the references yourself. You don't have to take my word for it.
你唔需要一定信晒我噶，你自己翻去睇下圣经你就知噶啦。
Here are the references.
呢啲系所有下边嗰啲嘅经节。
These are the only places where the word Antichrist is used in the New Testament.
以下呢度就系新约里边唯一出现过敌基督呢个字嘅。
First John chapter 2 verses 18 and 22.
系约翰一书第二章第十八同埋第二十二节。
First John chapter 4 verse 3.
系约翰一书第四章第三节。
2 John and verse 7.
约翰二书第七节。
You look at it and see how the word Antichrist is used.
嗱，你只要睇下嗰度呢几节经文里边系敌基督呢个字点样用法嘅。
From this passage, we can deduce 4 definitions of Antichrist.
嗱，喺呢啲以上嘅经文咧，系我哋可以睇到关于敌基督有四点。
The first is
第一点系
that John always by this term refers to Christian false teachers.
嗱。是呢是使徒约翰呢在这里经常都讲到敌基督呢 是一些是基督教的是基督徒那些的假的是教师。
First of all, in this point, remember that these are Christians that John is talking about.
大家首先留意呢使徒约翰在这里讲到是一些基督徒来的。
But they are false teachers, they teach falsely.
但是他们是假的教师他们教一些虚假的东西。
Second thing, as you look at these verses, you can see is this.
第二点大家可以睇到嘅就系
，these false Christian teachers will make their teaching sound plausible by making it sound spiritual.
而系话咧，呢啲嘅教师咧，会使到呢啲嘅说话咧，就可能性会加大，特别咧，佢都会系觉得讲啲说话咧，讲得好属灵嘅。
Jesus did not come in the flesh with an ordinary human body like ours.
佢讲到话系主耶稣咧嚟紧嘅时候咧。他第一次来的时候呢不 是从肉身来的好像我们有个肉身这样的。
Jesus is a super spiritual being.
主耶稣是一个超级的是一个属灵的人。
He is so spiritual that one has already moved him right out of this world.
他属灵到呢根本呢是跟这个世界是脱了节的。
But the Bible teaches that the Lord Jesus came as a human being with the same kind of body like you and I have.
但是圣经里面讲到话呢主耶稣呢来这个世界上面呢是他同样有这个肉身好像你同埋我这样的肉身。
He is man and he is God.
他是人他也是神。
So you see that these false teachers want to deny one of these two things, either that he is God or he is man.
你看这个假教这些虚假的教师呢就是他们想要是否认耶稣是人要是想否认耶稣是神。
The third thing about these antichrists
是第三点关于这个敌基督的呢
is that although they are Christian leaders and teachers,
虽然他们 是一些在基督教里面那些是领导是或者是一些教师
They do not live godly lives.
他们不是那个圣洁的生活。
You may not know about it, but their lives are lived in sin.
你可能你不知道但是他们在罪中生活。
That is why John says again and again that they do not walk in the light, they walk in darkness.
所以为什么是约翰不断地说他们不是在光明中行走他们在黑暗中行走。
And one evidence of this is their lack of love.
其中一个明证就是他们没有爱心。
You go to a church where there is lacking in love, and you know that there cannot be truth in that church.
如果在一个教会里面你发到里面当中没有爱的时候你发到就没有真理。
And that is why in the first letter and second letters of John, John is constantly talking about love.
所以为什么在约翰一书和二书约翰不断地讲到爱。
He's not talking about some kind of human love.
他不是讲到一些属人性嗰啲嘅爱
，but he's talking about God's love being manifested in our lives。
佢而系讲到神嗰个爱系藉着我哋嘅生命表彰出嚟。
But the fourth thing you will notice about the Antichrist in John，
而喺约翰嘅书信里边有第四点，我哋关于系敌基督嘅，我哋可以睇到
，is that he is strictly a religious figure，
而系话咧佢只系单系系一个嘅系宗教人物嚟嘅。
He's not a political figure，
佢唔系一个政治嘅人物
，much less a dictator of any sort。
甚至都唔係係任何一啲嘅嗰啲嘅專政者。
Now it does not mean that he may not exercise political power。
嗱，但呢個唔係講話咧，佢冇可能咧係有啲嘅政治性嘅影響喎。
But that he is primarily a religious figure。
又或者係咧，佢係主要本身係一個宗教人物嚟嘅。
This is quite different from the notion of his being a Hitler or some kind of political figure rising through political channels。
就同嗰啲人講話，佢本身係一個宗教嘅人物，係點樣能夠喺政治嘅舞台係被慢慢咁提升上嚟咧？呢個係好唔同嘅講法。
One might think of Khomeini in Iran。
係，或者可以講到有啲人就講到話喺伊朗嗰個嘅方明尼啊。
Well, he is a religious figure. He may exercise political power, but he is not primarily a political figure.
嗱，佢本身係一個嘅係宗教人物。但是他不只是单止在宗教方面是 有那个权力他在政治上面都有影响。
Yet you can see from these four points that the Antichrist does not fit the picture that our friends describe at all.
你可以看到变成是敌基督在这里讲的图画是跟 刚才我讲的书那些人讲那图画完全的不吻合。
It is hard for us as Christians to have to speak out and warn people that the greatest liar of all time will be a Christian.
当然我们如果要讲话是那个大的欺骗者，是全世界最大的欺骗者，居然会是一个基督徒的，我相信很多人很难相信。
It seems that we are slapping our own face.
好像我们自己是掌自己嘴巴一样。
But that's what the Bible says.
但这个正正是圣经里面所讲的。
The Bible is ruthlessly honest, as you know, from beginning to end.
你看到圣经里面呢，是毫不留情地是讲给我们听。
And it tells us that the Antichrist is not going to be a non-Christian, he is going to be a Christian.
他讲给我们听，就说那个的敌基督不会是一个是非基督徒，他会是一个基督徒。
That's why John says he has come, he will go out from us, but he was in among us.
因此是约翰，使徒约翰就讲话，他是曾经我们当中，而他是从我们当中离开出去的。
Now you can say, at least you have to say, if you're a non-Christian, that it is quite amazing for the Bible to speak in this kind of way, isn't it?
甚至如果你是一个非基督徒的时候，你都发到是圣经里面这样讲，其实是很有趣的。
I say again, the Bible warns us that the greatest liar of all time will be a Christian.
我要再讲一次，就是圣经里面讲到是将会那个最大那个迷惑人的那个人呢，会是一个基督徒。
That should cause us to think.
这个会使到我们会再去重新的思想。
I wonder whether some of our Bible teachers find that they can't swallow this.
不知道会不会是有些的我们的圣经的学者觉得这件事很难啃。
And that is why they speak about a world dictator without ever mentioning that he is a Christian.
所以他就不讲到话，他是当他提到他会是一个的世界的那个独裁者的时候，从来都不提他会是一个基督徒。
Nor did they ever mention, as John mentions, that he would be a great Christian teacher.
甚至他都不提到，好像是约翰这样提到话，他将会是一个的基督徒的教师。
A great church leader.
是一个的，是在教会里面的领袖。
Our time is gone.
我们时间已经是不够了。
And in future messages, I will have to describe more fully what this Antichrist is like according to the Bible.
在来紧的信息，我会继续系从圣经同大家睇究竟系敌基督会将会系点样嘅。
But I want to show you how the Bible is committed to speak the truth.
而我会同大家睇下究竟系圣经里边点样系讲系真理。
Even if the truth is hard for us to swallow.
系甚至系当系我哋觉得系真理系好难啃嘅时候。
The effect of it is to speak to every Christian and to warn every Christian. Could it be that you are behaving or thinking like the Antichrist?
这个就是对一个基督徒的那个警告，就是你现在所讲的或者你的生命会不会是已经 是某程度是做得像那个敌基督呢？
Because it is warning us that the first victims of the Antichrist will not be the unbelievers, it will be the Christians.
因为圣经里面已经是警告我们说那些受害者首先不会是那些非基督徒，而是那些基督徒。
Perhaps after listening to that leaflet that I read out concerning something that calls themselves New Testament churches, it isn't that hard to believe, is it?
我相信我刚才跟大家读完那个宣传单章的时候，那个所谓新约教会的时候，读完之后大家会相信呢，是这些事情呢不会是很难想象会发生的。
How can people call themselves a New Testament church and yet behaveAnd write in a way that is completely contrary to the spirit of Christ himself and of the New Testament.
怎么会有些人他自己称为新约教会的人，而是他们所讲的说话是完全是与主耶稣和与圣经里面在新约里面那个精神是完全的违背呢？
Can you understand it?
你可不可以了解到？
I don't understand it.
我不能够了解。
It seems that the great deception has already come upon us.
似乎那个大迷惑已经临到我们当中。
And if that is the case,
如果是这样的话，
That means the coming of the Lord Jesus is much closer to us than we dare even to think.
就是说是主耶稣再回来的日子是比我们想象当中更加的近。
And unless you are committed to pursue after the truth, you may be the next one to be deceived.
除非你是决心全意地追求真理，否则的话呢，是你会是将来会更加会受骗。
May God give to us a heart that pursues without any reservation.After the truth.
求主都给我们一个心，是毫无保留地去追求这个真理。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。